The reflection of Mount Wright ripples on the glassy water of Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve until a humpback breaks the surface for a huge mouthful of fish.
Wow.
Chris Gabriel is a biologist with the Park Service. She's been observing whales here for over 30 years. But the sight of one of the mammals up so close still wows her. She snaps a few photos and checks them.
So that's identifiable enough for us to tell what individual that is. Oh, sorry. Gotta go.
Whales are recognizable by their unique dorsal fins and flukes. That's the tail. The photos and a log of the whale's coordinates are the two newest entries in a data set that stretches back to 1973. It may be the longest-running humpback study in the world. Some of the whales have returned here for more than 40 years. Some are older than Gabriel. And it's long-term observational data like this that makes it possible to correlate changes in the ocean with their effects on the species that live there. Researchers could track the severity of a recent marine heat wave because the population sank by more than 70%, then stayed low. But lately, there's a glimmer of hope in the data. The humpback population is growing.
It's been really encouraging last year and this year to start to see the number of calves we've been seeing. After the marine heat wave, which, you know, really depressed their reproduction and their population, it really does point to the resilience of these animals. And so it really gives me hope that, you know, when the conditions are good, they're really very resilient.
Remember the blob? From 2014 to 2016, consistent, record-high ocean temperatures in the northern Pacific decimated the humpback population that visits the preserve. The year before the blob, Gabriel counted an all-time high of more than 160 whales. The next year, only a quarter of them came back. And that two-year heat wave had a three-year hangover. The humpback population stayed low until last year. This study reveals how deeply the marine ecosystem was affected.
So the whales were kind of a sentinel that showed us what happened. Otherwise, we would not really have known. And I think it's important to keep doing this work because we can come back in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years and look at what the whales are telling us.
The numbers aren't quite up to where they used to be, but Gabriel expects the population to stay healthy as long as ocean conditions stay stable. But that's not a guarantee.
It wouldn't be surprising if there's another blob event in the next 10 or 20 years.
John Walsh is the chief scientist at the International Arctic Research Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's anticipating another oceanic heat wave because his lab has attributed events like the blob to human-caused climate change. He studies the blob through the lens of Arctic sea ice, and he found that, like whales, ice recovered somewhat a few years after the warming.
We'll have these modest recoveries after the big events, and then there'll be another big extreme somewhere down the road.
In other words, each time the ecosystem takes a hit, it bounces back. But each time it bounces back a little less. He says we can count on that for the next few decades.
The system has inertia in it. It's like a freight train. You know, you can put on the brakes, but it's not going to stop on a dime. It might stop in half a mile. So I think we basically have to be ready for more of the consequences of what we've already done.
Back in the park, a mama whale and her baby come up to breathe together. Their backs are slick, dark arches on the water. The pair is a sign of the ecosystem righting itself, for now. Gabriel puts the boat in gear as she jots down the time of their breath. She knows she has only a few minutes until the whales surface again. Reporting in Glacier Bay, I'm Claire Strimple for KTOO.